You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. How much detail should politicians know if they're going to do their job properly? For instance, if you are Shadow Foreign Secretary, should you know the name of the French Foreign Minister? Emily Thornberry accused Sky News' Dermot Murnaghan of sexism after this exchange.
Do you know who he is?
Don't start pub quizzing me, Dermot.
He's the French Foreign Minister. Do you know his name?
No, and I'm not going to start answering your questions on this.
Well, it's happened before. Stephen Byers, the minister responsible for standards in British schools, appeared on Five Live once to talk about government plans to improve numeracy in schools. It was back in 1998.
Finally, Mr. Byers, what are 8-7s?
8-7s, I was worried you were going to ask me this. I think it's 54, but...
I think it's 56.
56. Well, there you are. It shows my age, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, that was very, very unfair.
No, I was waiting for it. I've been doing my timetables all morning, ready for that one.
Well, that was a good-humoured version. Boris Johnson as well, speaking to Jeremy Paxman.
So, even though the cost of a pint of milk, and about 80p or something like that,
no, it's about 40-something p.
One of the biggish ones.
This is a classic Boris, isn't it? You're going to change now the sort of milk. I said a pint of milk.
All right, a pint of milk. Okay, about 40. Well, there you go. I don't know how much a pint of milk costs. So what?
Well, perhaps a more dangerous example of ignorance, much more recently. Just a few days ago, the Libertarian Party candidate for the US presidency, Gary Johnson, was asked about Syria.
What would you do if you were elected? About Aleppo. And what is Aleppo? You're kidding. No.
Yikes. Matthew Paris is on the line, a Times columnist, former Conservative MP. And Lady Grenda is here. Ollie Grenda, who was Deputy Director of Communications at Number 10 as well. Morning to both.
Morning.
Matthew, first of all, did you know the answer to that question? I mean, did you?
No.
Did you
No, I was sitting round at supper last night here in the East Midlands. You really informed people, a couple of CEOs, a journalist, a school teacher. We were all sniggering about Emily Thornberry, and then someone said, well, actually, who is the French Foreign Minister? None of us knew.
Did you know, Ollie?
No, and how do you pronounce his name? I bet you spotted on that this morning.
And the point being that we are not, nor have we any ambition to be, or likelihood of being, a Shadow Foreign Secretary. And the question, I suppose, Matthew Paris, is the extent to which one's generalised ignorance of these things matters much, much more when you're in that kind of job.
Well, I don't think Emily Thornberry is likely to be or has any prospect of being Foreign Secretary, and she probably knows it, and she's got two jobs. She's Brexit shadow spokesman too, and if she's going to have a discussion about France, she'll have a researcher and she'll find out the names of those involved beforehand. Margaret Thatcher, even when she saw that there was going to be a question on transport at PMQs, she'd sit up late learning virtually the whole railway timetable, and it would have been better if she'd had an early night. And I don't think the important quality is the ability to be briefed before a meeting or a discussion so that you go into it knowing what you need to know.
And Ollie Grenda, you were once part of that briefing process.
Yes, and in number 10 there's something called the data dashboard, which is this brilliant two sides of A4, which has everything from what the basic state pension is to what the cost of a pint of milk is. But I, like Matthew, I kind of worry that imagine cabinet ministers huddled over this two sides A4, learning that the number one song today, by the way, is Chainsmokers. Don't ask me any detail on that. I've just introduced it, which is a terrible error, because now you might. And instead of running the country, I worry that politicians spend, you know, kind of a lot of time swatting up on this kind of stuff, when actually they've got an incredibly important job to do.
But they've got themselves into that mess, Matthew, by pretending to be matey and know these things. And if they didn't make the pretense, they wouldn't have to be caught out, particularly on the pint of milk question, I suppose.
Well, I suppose that's true, Justin. But there's a terrible danger with the media and with politics of mutually assured destruction. If people started asking us these sorts of questions, they might find we didn't know very much. Well, either I used to do a political interview programme on television, and Norman Tebbit once suddenly turned round to me, it wasn't apropos of anything, and said, when was the last Irish general election? Well, of course, I didn't know, but it just made me look really stupid.
Ollie?
There's always questions like that. There was one minister who we kept prepping for a particular presenter in Scotland.
Oh, come on, name.
And we would almost say, I've got a scrunched up piece of paper in my hand. There's something written on it. What does it say? Because that was the only way of prepping him. I would just say about Emily Thornberry, she did introduce the subject. She introduced the subject that she was seeking meetings with European colleagues. And so if you're seeking meetings, I think that's slightly different.
What did you make of her claim of sexism?
Well, she did well at first, and then she went and attacked the presenter. And I would say that's always a bit of an error.
Do you think it was bullying a bit, Matthew, or fair game? Even if it was unwise that it...
When he went on to ask her who the president of South Korea was, I thought that became bullying. But it was not sexism. Absolutely nothing to do with sexism.
Is there a wider point here in the era of Google, etc., and particularly smartphones, I suppose, we can just look things up surreptitiously or less than surreptitiously at any time, where actually all of us just don't need to know, Matthew, the kind of things that it was genuinely useful to know in the olden days, 10 years ago?
Well, absolutely. And I was surprised when, in that little clip you played, Stephen Byers said it showed his age. But because actually, younger people don't know their times tables anymore because they don't need to. People like, I know what a third of a pound is. It's 6 and 8 pence. But the knowledge is no longer necessary.
Well, I'm just going to butt in here, Matthew, because as the mum of an 11-year-old, they do, and actually much better than me, I must say. But I think also our children, you know, the workforce of the future are going to need to not know stuff off-road, but know how to assess information. And so it's a different kind of education for the future.
Good luck to them all, particularly when they become politicians. Matthew Paris and Ollie Grender as well. Thanks both very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.